الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد وأن أبي نجيد عمران بن الحسين الخضاعي رضي الله تعالى عنهما أن امرأة من جهينة أتت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وهي حبلى من الزنا فقالت يا رسول الله سبت حدا فأقيمه علي فدعا نبي الله وليها فقال أحسن إليها وإذا وزعت فأعتني ففعل فأمر بها نبي الله إلى آخره رواه مسلم وكما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الأمي الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. میرے بھائیوں اور میری پردہ نشین ماں اور بہنیں سننے والی مدرسے میں بیٹھ کر امام نووی رحمۃ اللہ علیہ عبرات ند حدیث ان اس کتاب ان ریاض الصالحین He mentioned the story of a woman from the tribe of Juhayna. ये जुहैना खानदान की एक औरत थी. Mention about the toba of a woman. एक औरत की तोबा का जिक्र है. Abu Najir Imran ibn Hussein He mentioned the story. انہوں نے اس واقعے کو بیان کیا. The Imran also was the Sahabi Rasul صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم and Hussein also was Sahabi of Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. The son accepted Islam before father. پہلے بیٹے نے اسلام قبول کیا then his father. Because Makkah ke Quraysh, the Qurayshi people from Makkah, they send Hazrat Imran radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the father of Imran, they send it. The Qurayshi people send him to Makkah Mukarrama before he accepted Islam. Why they send him, go and tell the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, do not talk bad about our idols, our gods. When Hazrat Hussein, who was the father of Imran, when he came to Madina Munawwara, to give the message of the Qurayshi people. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam invited him towards Islam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, you accept Islam. The son also was with father. Hazrat Imran also, he came with his father to Madina Munawwara when they entered in the gathering of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Hazrat Imran radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, was sitting in the gathering. Hazrat Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala anhu accepted Islam. Look at here, the father Imran, the son of Hussein, the Imran, who accepted Islam before his father. But when his father came from Makkah Mukarramah to Medina Munawwara, at that time the son also was sitting in the gathering with Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So when a father came, the son did not stand up for the respect of the father. Why? Because the father still was non-Muslim. Once the father accepted Islam in the gathering of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, straight away the son stood up and he greeted his father and started kissing his forehead. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's eyes was tearing when he saw. The story is mentioned Al-Isaba fi Tamiz al-Sahaba, that here, look at how much the son had the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abhi tak baap ne Islam kabul nahi kiya, to khada nahi hua. The moment the father accepted Islam, the son stood up and started kissing his father and greeting. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's eyes was tearing. Hazrat Imran was a very handsome Sahabi. Allah has given him the very pure heart. He was a very, very pious Sahabi. That's why the angel used to make salam to Hazrat Imran radiallahu ta'ala. The angel used to make salam. The hadith is quoted by Muslim Sharif. Imam Muslim rahimahullah said in Sahih. The angel used to come and greet him. Hadith is there in Kitab al-Hajj. When Hazrat Hanzala radiallahu ta'ala anhu, unhone Allah ke Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam shikayat ki thi. He complained to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Messenger of Allah, when the lesson in your gathering about the topic of Jannat and topic of Jahannam, so our condition changed, like we could see Jannat in front of our eyes. We could see Jahannam in front of our eyes when you talk about the Jannat and Jahannam. When we go, when we return back to home, back to house, so we can't find the same conditions. Hamari halat badal jati hai, changed our conditions. There is no similar conditions like we sitting in your gathering. Could see like Jannah, Jahannam in front of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if your condition should remain like in my gathering forever, then the angel come and greet you. An angel come and make salam to you. Imagine. That was only Sahabi. Anytime the angel used to come and greet him. Hazrat Imran radiallahu ta'ala. Special angel used to come and greet Hazrat Imran ibn Hussein radiallahu ta'ala and make salam to him. Nearly 30 years he was very, very ill. He had the sickness of istisqa, meaning his stomach was bloated, full of water. They're called istisqa sickness in Arabic. And there was a yellow water inside in the stomach. And the stomach was bloated. And he couldn't sleep for 30 years on his stomach. It was very painful. Can't sit properly. Cannot stand properly. It was a quite big stomach. He had the sickness approximately for 30 years. Hazrat Imran ibn Hussein was a very handsome Sahabi. And the Hakim, homeopathic, or the Tabib, they told him, we can treat you with, we call in Arabic, the cure of Kay,
kaf ya with tashdeed kay. Kay meaning the iron put in the fire and make it proper red. And then they put on the stomach or on the back passage. It was a very bad pain. And he did it. Even though he didn't like it, but he was very, he had lots of pain in his stomach. He can't take the pain. He bare the sickness for 30 years. But he says, no, I don't want to do this ilaj, this sickness, this, I don't want to do this treatment. And he was like, there were 2 years left of his sickness, meaning he made sabr for 28 years. In the last 2 years, then he said, okay, please do this treatment. Might I can get better. The moment they put the hot iron on his body to cure, to treat, different type of treatment those times. Like I remember Hajjaj bin Yusuf, when he made shaheed to Jabir bin Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala. So Jabir bin Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala made baddu'a for him. And he said, Ya Allah, don't give him power upon anyone after me. And it was a baddu'a of Jabir bin Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala that his stomach was full of worms. Hajjaj bin Yusuf's stomach was full of like worms. Those times, the tabib and hakim and doctor used to treat, they used to get a small piece of meat, like camera system, and in string, long string, and they put from the mouth inside the stomach. Nowadays they put the cameras inside. But those times they used to do the small piece of meat and tie with the string and it goes inside, and after that they check everything, what's happening. The meat was becoming red or yellow or something. When he took it out, the tabib and doctor took it out, it was full of worms. Then he went to Hazrat Hassan Basri rahmatullah alayh and told him, Hazrat, I got the sickness. I don't know. Doctor says there is no cure for it. He says, this is not sickness. This is a baddua of Jabir bin Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala. You're going to die in the same sickness. And within a few days he died. Because he killed thousands of ulama, sahaba, tabi'in, tabi tabi'in, pious people. One day, he was going to make tawaf of the Kaaba. One blind man was making dua, hey Allah, give me eyesight, Allah, give me eyesight. In Haram, was making dua in Mataf. He passed through with his armies. He saw that man is not giving him way. He was blind, he can't see who's coming and going. So Hajjaj said, because he was making dua aloud, he said, listen, I'm going to make tawaf. If your eyesight don't come back until I complete my tawaf, I'm going to chop it. I'm going to kill you. Now, before he had worries about only eyesight, now about worries about his full life. What's going to happen to me now? And he really started crying. You know, sincerely he started crying. What happened? Until he come back, Allah Ta'ala given him eyesight. People used to fear Hajjaj bin Yusuf. He could be anything. Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala. Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala. Used to serve Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He served for 10 years. He stood in the company of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Used to serve. He was 10 years old. He used to make khidmat. Abu Talha radiallahu anhu, this my child going to serve you for 10 years. He used to do everything for Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Used to work. How like today, some youngsters they help, they serve the ustaz, the sheikh. But those times it was a different time, you know. When Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam passed away, one day the Hajjaj called him, come here, go and see my horses, powerful horses.
And he went inside to see. When he came back, Hajjaj asked him, did you see my horse? Your Nabi also didn't have this type of horses. Mm-hmm. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam also didn't have this type of horses. Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala says, there's three type of horses. One is called Sitrun. One is called Wizrun. One type is called, the person is not so rich, but he's hiding his poorness. So he just got horse, sitting on the horse and walking. So nobody can call him a poor person. He's hiding. You don't want to beg anybody. Chitra, parda. And your horses is not sitrun. It's not for serving people. Number two, like we got a car. Take the jamaat from one place to another place. Take the place, to stop somewhere on the way and give somebody leave. Go from one place to another place. Your horses is not those two types. Your horses are wizrun, are the burden for you on the day of Qiyamah. He's going to walk on you. He got so angry and he says, do you know who you're talking to? He said, yes, I know. I'm talking to Hajjaj. He said, I'm going to chop you. He said, you can't. My Nabi taught me a dua to recite in the morning. To recite in the morning and evening. No one can do anything. You understand? No one can do anything. You can't do it. He said, okay, teach me the dua. He said, no, I'm not going to teach you the dua. Mukti Taqi Sahib from Pakistan, you know that how many times the enemy, two or three of them, were shooting him one way in the car, maybe 2 years ago or something. How many bullets? Maybe 20, 30, 40. This is all going this side, that side, this side, this side. Nothing happened. Nothing. Driver died. Even my family sitting back, nothing, nobody. Shooting all the sides, going down, going up. He says, I used to read same dua with Anas radiallahu anhu. The guarantee, the dua, you can download from there. Dua-i Anas is very famous. It's very short dua. Dua-i Anas. Anas radiallahu anhu said, taught me Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that there's a longer dua. There's two page, one page, but it's very popular, very easy, very nice. Dua-i Anas is very famous. You can find on any Google out dua-i Anas, you'll find. But Anas radiallahu anhu didn't teach him the dua. He taught his brother. And this is the mention by Mona Taqi Sahib, Mukti Shafi Sahib, Hazrat Tanbir Ahmadullah, and many ulama, mashallah, they used to read the dua-i Anas. So today, we are so lazy, we don't even read the morning evening duas for one prediction. For one prediction. Believe me. When I wake up in the morning, Prophet said, you have to fulfill the rights of your body. You have to thank Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. How are you going to thank Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala while each and every second there is Allah's bounties, Allah Ta'ala descending on me? I cannot fulfill it. I cannot thank Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. But Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, I am teaching you one dua. If you read one time in the morning, That meaning you fulfill, you thank Allah from morning till maghrib. Very famous dua. Morning dua. Allahumma ma asbaha bi min ni'mah. Is in morning duas, if you download, you can find it. Allahumma ma asbaha bi min ni'mah. Aw bi ahadim min khalqi. Faminka wahdaka la sharika lak. Falaka alhamdu wa laka shukr. If you recite the dua when you wake up firstly, wake up dua. Alhamdulillah, alladhi ahyana ba'dama matana wa ilayhi an-nushur. Number one. And thereafter, you read that dua. But Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us. Allahumma ma asbaha bi min ni'ma aw bi'ahadin min khalqik faminka wahdaka la sharika lak falaka alhamdu wa laka ash-shukr. You fulfill, you thank Allah from morning till evening. Morning till evening. The morning duas. There are many du'as. There are many, many du'as. Morning du'as. One of the du'a, Allahumma astur awrati wa amin raw'ati. Allah, hide my sins.
Allah is not going to expose you, not going to disgrace you in front of anybody.
Very powerful dua.
There are many dua. أصبحنا وأصبح الملك لله رب العالمين. We made the morning with the help of Allah. The kingdom is belong to Allah. اللهم إني أسألك خير هذا اليوم فتحه ونصره وبركته وهداه وعافية وأعوذ بك من شر هذا اليوم وشر ما بعده.
Powerful duas.
Prophet ﷺ said the hadith of Nisa'i Sharif, authentic hadith. After every farz namaz, if you recite one time Ayatul Kursi, and if a person dies between Fajr and Zohar, and he read the Ayatul Kursi, he's going to enter in Jannah, he's going to shaheed.
Hadith of Nisa'i Sharif.
Then a person recites after Zohar, and the person is going to die at the daytime or the night time.
Alhamdulillah.
Prophet ﷺ taught us everything. So I was talking to you about Hazrat Imran ibn Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu. In that 2 years when he did the treatment of the hot iron one and he was in the bed, he couldn't walk. The angel used to come and greet him, make salam to him every day and night. And passed away in 52 Hijri. So this is the hadith mentioned in Riyadus Salihin. Today's sabak, today lesson. Then Imran ibn Hussein radiallahu ta'ala explaining a story of a woman from the tribe of Juhayna. Tribe of Juhayna. But you must understand, before you understand this hadith, if a person wants to protect himself from all type of sins, all type, so he have to bring the fear of Allah, taqwa, God fearing in his heart. For that you have to, number one, 5 times daily salah. Number one, 5 times daily salah. Number two, very important, to stay in the company of some pious alim. I'm not saying, Allah said, Ya ayyuhal ladheena amanu, O you who believe, ittaqullah, fear Allah. How are you going to bring a fear of Allah? Wa kunu ma'as sadiqeen. Stay in the company of truthful people. Allah said himself in the Quran, you stay in the company of the pious people, inshallah, it will divert you from bad to the right. Hidayat is from Allah. No one can give you hidayat. No alim. Yes, they're going to speak about the hadith of hidayat, the waqiyat and the stories, but the hidayat is from Allah. Hidayat, no one can give you the hidayat and guidance. Only the person will show you the way, but different way. Are you sitting here, somebody come to me and said, I want to go to Masjid Mahmudiyah. So I will tell him, okay, go from here, take right turn, then left turn, you'll see on the right, left side, the masjid is there. That's called Ira'atul Tariq, to show the way. And number two, direct you straight away, okay, sit in my car, I'll drop you by the Masjid Mahmud. Our Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah used to say, today, our youngsters, and today, our Muslims, young women or young girls, they listen and listen from Google, from here, from there. But they don't sit in the company of the pious people. For example, I burned a fire here, so much fire. And one person is sitting in the corner there. He will see only the light here. From there to here, the fire is burning. He will see only light. From there to here, the light is there. Something is burning. Another person is sitting here next to the fire. He will see the light also and he will get the heat also. He will get the heat also. Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah said, if you sit in the company of the pious people, so you will get the light of the deen also and you will get the barakah of their heart also. Will direct you from the right, from the wrong to the right. That's so important. That's why Maulana Rum Rahmatullah Ali mentioned in Masnavi. In Masnavi was written from more than 1,000 years ago by Maulana Rum Rahmatullah Ali. He mentioned that Yak Zamana, in Persian language, Yak Zamana Sohbate Ba'awliya. Yak Zamana Sohbate Ba'awliya. Behtar Az Sad Sala Ibadat Beriya. Behtar Az Sad Sala Ibadat Beriya. This is Persian language. He mentioned the poetry. What is the meaning of that? To sit in the company of the pious person for little while is better than Sad Sala, better than 100 years sincere Ibadat. Better than 100 years sincere Ibadat. So, Mufti Shafi Sahab Rahmatullah Ali, everybody heard the names, Mufti Taqi's father. He wrote the Ma'ariful Quran Tafsir, he wrote the so many books. He was walking with Maulana Thanvir Rahmatullah Ali from Masjid to his house. He asked him, Hazrat, I don't understand. Maulana Rum Rahmatullah Ali mentioned, 100 years. Look like sometime former, when they say the poet will take you from the bottom to the up, from down to the, you know, from the earth to the heavens, and then throw you. Look like, no. He says, if I could present in his time, I could say, not 100 years. Behtar Sad Sala, not Sad Sala, Lakh Sala. To stay in the company of the pious person is better than 100,000 years since Ibadat. Can you imagine that? Because Allah said himself, taqwa only can get if you sit in the company of the pious people. That's why our akabirin, Imam Azam, Imam Hanifa, Imam Shafi, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, Imam Malik, from that time, even Sahaba, Tabi'in, Tabi Tabi'in, they had someone and someone on the head as a pious person to guide them. Even Imam Abu Hanifa was a great person, he is also Shaykh. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, great person, he had the Shaykh. Look like, we understand, like Maulana Thanvir Rahmatullah Ali mentioned, that I was staying in the company of the Adim Dadullah Sahab Rahmatullah Ali. He was not even Alim, he was Hafiz the Quran, and he did only Alim ya, class 3 years only. But I found so much good things by him, which I did not found in my books. But he said, so how can, he says, I am the Alim of the book, he is the Alim of the Allah. I know the knowledge only, he know the Allah. He recognized Allah. If he's in the company, inshallah, definitely the person will direct you towards the right things. So very, very important. So he said, mention here that if you want to protect yourself from all type of sins, then number one, 5 times daily salah. Why I'm saying that? Allah mentioned in the Quran al-Kareem, inna salata tanha anil fahsha'i wal munkar. The prayer, the salah will prevent you, will stop you, will protect you from all type of shameless things, all type of major sins and minor sins will stop you. Understand? Allah said himself. Also, Allah said, wa'mur ahlaka bis salati wastabir alayha. I'm commanding you, wa'mur ahlaka. You commands your family. Bibi bachon ko batlao. Ahlaka. Wastabir alayha. That to perform namaz. And you also be firm on it. La nas'aluka rizqa. 16 para. La nas'aluka rizqa. I am not asking you sustenance. Nahnu narzuku. If you perform namaz on time, if you establish salah on time, I will give you sustenance. I will open your way. Allah promised in the Quran al-Kareem. La nas'aluka rizqa. I'm asking you the sustenance. Nahnu narzuku. We will give you sustenance. So we understand the salah is so important. Anything happened, but I am not going to miss my salah. That's why Shah Rafiuddin Sahab Rahmatullahi, who was the first person who translated the Quran in Urdu after Shah Waliullah Sahab Rahmatullahi, who was the first person, he said, when I completed the translation of the Quran in Urdu, then I found 700 places Allah mentioned only about salah. How many places, man? 700 places Allah mentioned only about salah. None any ibadah mentioned more than the salah. only salah. So number one, perform salah on time. Number two, stay in the company of the pious person. Inshallah, taqwa will come. You ask Allah Ta'ala after every farz namaz. The hadith of Tirmidhi Shaykh, after every farz namaz, there is one accepted dua. After every farz namaz, Ya Allah, I perform Zohar Salah. Ya Allah, give me hidayat. After Zohar, give me hidayat. After Asr, Allah, give me hidayat. After Maghrib, give me. If I call my mom, Ami, she didn't listen. If I call second, Ami, the child calling mom, one time, two times, she is busy in the kitchen. She is calling, he is calling, the child is calling again and again. Definitely she will answer the child after one time, two time, five time, 10 time. Das bar ke baad, she will say, yes, my baby, what you want? Here Allah, here is not mom, whose mercy is more than entire mankind's. He given the mercy, the entire world, even the animals and everything. He's not going to listen my dua. If I ask 10 days, Ya Allah, after every first namaz, Allah, your Prophet said, the after every farz namaz, this accepted dua, hey Allah, give me hidayat. Give me hidayat. Give me hidayat. Give me hidayat. Allah, give my father hidayat. Give my mother hidayat. You ask two, three duas, subhanallah. Definitely Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will ask. That's why Prophet said, when a person raise his hand, Allah said himself, I feel shy to reject his hand, empty hand. I will accept his dua. I feel shy. Then he said, the person who commits sin night time, come and ask me daytime. The person who commits sin daytime, come and ask me night time. What will happen? I will forgive you. I will accept your duas. I will accept your tawbahs. So important. Very, very important. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam also mentioned, in atqaakum wa a'lamakum billahi ana. Who was the most fearful person in this world? Amongst the Anbiya alayhi salam and amongst the people. Who? Rasulullah. He said himself, wa ana a'lamukum billahi ana. I am the most fearful person amongst you. And I have more knowledge than everyone. Utitu ilmul awwaleen wal akhirin. The hadith. Allah has given me the knowledge of the first and the last. Subhanallah. Sabse zyada darne wale agar koi shaksiyat, who he was? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. When the fear comes, so then the person will stop commit sins. If my father give me everything, but if I don't listen to him, I don't obey him, what he's going to do? He's going to chase me out. Going to say, what's wrong with you? I care for you. I pay your fees. I help you. I do everything for you. But when my time comes, you don't listen to me. Will we be happy? No. Hear Allah. He's carrying me and you. He's descending his rahmat and mercy day and every second, every minute. You can see I'm breathing inside, outside. You can see my heart is beating properly, mashallah. I can see my eyesight is perfect. My hand is perfect. My mouth is perfect. My hearing is perfect. My walk, I can walk. I do everything. That's so much bounties of Allah. Is like a rain upon me. But if I don't listen to Allah, I wake up in the morning, I don't in Fajr namaz, and then go and do something wrong. But Allah will say, okay. Okay. My sister, my father, my mother, or someone from family, if they get angry, they say, don't even come to my janazah. They say like this. Don't even come to my janazah also. Here Allah says, even though you commit sins for years, come to me. Even you committed 70 times a day, come to me, I will forgive you. Allah is most kind, most merciful. That's why he starts his Quran with Bismillah. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. He brought the two names of Allah. Imam Razi Rahmatullah says, Rahman and Rahim. Most kind, most merciful. Then you read, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. He mentioned the first three names of Allah. Allah, Rahman and Rahim. None other name. From 99 days. So, if I want to protect myself from disobeying Allah. So there's two things, punctual in the salah, important. Not only myself, my family, wake them up for namaz. Sometimes I sit in the masjid after Fajr and do long wazifa. Other side, my brother and sister sleeping at home. I could go home after Fajr, wake them up also. That's more important than wazifa. Remember, because Fajr is important. Your wazifa is not important. Yes, you sit till your place and you read the wazifa and read Ishra, mashallah. But it's other side, my brothers and sisters, my mother, they're still sleeping. They didn't get up for Fajr Salah. It's my responsibility. If I don't do zikr, Allah is not going to ask me, why didn't do zikr? But if I don't wake them up, Allah is going to ask me the question that you was awake. Why didn't go and get him up? Wake him up. It's so important. For his namaz. So number one. Number two, stay in the company. Wherever in your community, somewhere the alim is there, go there, contact, keep contact. Today everybody like become mufti, Google. Molana Google. Everything searching on it. Sometimes we don't know who's behind that. So many times. Believe me, I did ifta for 2 years. I came up first. But still, if I see sometime on Google some masla, the firstly comes maybe some Qadiani or some Shia. I think, oh mashallah, how you know that's true? Why I don't know myself, I have to search in the booklet. You know that? I give my time for 12 years in madrasa, but still, you know, they're qualified 92, 93, and see, 57 now. Alhamdulillah, I still have to open the book and watch to look what is right and wrong. And today, if I don't know nothing and I just search on them and Google, I will mislead. That's so one person came to me here in masjid, maybe 21 years old. I asked him, "Bhai, how are you okay? Came in Zohar today." He says, "Mufti Sahib, I became atheist." I became atheist. I said, "How?" He said, "I used to search, there's no Allah." Mufti Google. He said, "Where's your father?" He said, "In Jamaat." I said, "Okay, when your father comes, speak to him." "So what you do?" He said, "I whole day in the phone, this, that, searching. I went to South Africa, met one 22, 23 years old, my students, those times. I was teaching there in South Africa. I asked him. He said, "No, I left everything. No Imam Abu Hanifa, no Imam Malik, all kafir." When your age person was, mashallah, taking the youngsters in Jamaat every from my masjid here. Here, I'm talking the last 2 months ago story. Right? Used to take the Jamaat youngsters every month, 3 days. Youngsters, mashallah, used to go with him. I don't know where he went and he changed. He says to touch the Fazail-e Amal also shirk. What he said to me? To touch the fazail-e amal, fazail-e sadaqah is a shirk. Subhanallah. I said, by hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what you talking? Sometime you said it's shirk. That meaning you rejecting the word of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You know that. The fazail-e amal is not telling you that how many rakats and how many this and you, this is a wajib, this is a farz. Just only show the fazail and virtues. Only virtues to encourage your life, to make you, you know, better your life. That's things. For the ahkam and rule and regulation, you have to go to the mufti. You have to find the fiqh books. Not this is a fiqh, this is not fiqh book. This is a fazail. This is a fazail. That's why in the beginning, when I used to go for Tarawih, those time in India, it was name was not fazail amal tabligh nisa. It was tabligh nisa. So I took this book. I was in third year in Alim class. I went to perform Tarawih somewhere. And they said to me, after Tarawih, you have to do Talim. I said, okay. So I had only the Tabligh and Isab. I opened, I started reading Kitab Salat, the Hadiths, virtues of Salat. So after they said, no, this is not our book. This is a Deobandi's book. This is not our book. Please don't make talim from this book. From tomorrow, bring another one. I said, inshallah, tomorrow another one. Allah forgive me. What I did the next day, I tell you, from the beginning 5 pages and from the end few pages. And I just took that same kitab and started reading Fazail-e Durud. I started reading Fazail-e. And they listened, mashallah. I said, carry on, very nice. I said, the same book I was reading yesterday. He said, we thought you don't read Durud Sharif. I said, we read more than you. After that, they changed the name for Zayl Amal. Before it was the name of Tabligh Nisab. Alhamdulillah, I did so much bayans in India. Many, many masajids, you know. Lots of experience. Lots of experience. You understand? So, sometime, this youngsters are sitting here. Just one, two things, let me tell you. MashaAllah, our mothers and sisters also listening that side. And there's, MashaAllah, today's youngsters here. So, it's good. My father also used to, he was Amir Jamaat of the whole areas. Alhamdulillah, used to go every year for 4 months. One day he asked me the questions, me and my brother Sheikh Ladis, both of us. He asked the question, do you know what is the meaning of Tabligh? You know, those time, his name was Tabligh and Nisab. To ask me, do you know the meaning of Tabligh? I said to my father, we don't know, we're still in a, you know, becoming alim. He said, listen, sit down here. And my eldest brother was a Sheikh Ladis, mashallah. So, my father said, first the letter is called Ta. This is the work of Tabligh, the work of Dawah. It's so hard that definitely the taklif, difficulty, the hardship will come in your life. Either from the house, from the family, from the job, something and something will stop you. Look at the hardship of Rasulullah and companions. What happened to them? They have to leave the houses. We're not leaving houses. They left houses. They taken the properties, Makkah people. They taken the house, the money, everything. How much, you know, taklif came in their life. Ta. And then, number two, tab, ba is there. Ba meaning you have to pay. You go in a gust and somebody said, somebody saw you. And said, no, that person saw me. I'm not going to go in Jamaat no more now. Well, the Amir Sahib said, okay, you have to do this one ta'alim for 1 hour. So no, it's too much work. I'm not going to go. So you have to bear it all. Bear it. Bardash karo. Bear it. Ba meaning sabar. Understand? After that, lam is there. Ta, ba, and lam. Tab, li, lam. You have to lage raho, carry on, carry on, carry on. Every month, when you carry on, then ya is there. Tabligh, lam, and uske baad, ya, the ya. Yakeen and faith will come in your mind. Inshallah. The my Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and Anbiya did this work. I am doing the same work. Inshallah, Allah's help will come in my life, in my family. That yakeen and faith will come in your namaz, in your Quran tilawat. Everything happened with the help of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. The yakeen will come. When the yakeen comes, the last is ghain is there. Ghain. Ghain meaning ghaibi madad. Unseen nusrat, help of Allah. Unseen nusrat, sahaba used to walk on the water. Unseen nusrat. I used to listen to the karbuzaris of the ulamas. Those who goes for 40 days, 4 months, just listen from Pakistan, India, Bangladesh. Allahu Akbar. How much help came for them. Even in jungle, the Sahaba used to say, we are the companions of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. A lion, a wolf, a so and so. Leave this place. We're going to sleep here tonight. The earth, all the animals are leaving. Turn by turn. Empty the whole jungle. They also understand. Understand. Open the stories of Hayati Sahaba. SubhanAllah. Hikayati Sahaba. Manana Yusuf Sahab Rahmatullah. Very, very important. MashaAllah. So, I didn't complete this hadith. I just stuck here that Hazrat Imran ibn Hussein radiallahu ta'ala explaining the story of a woman, how much he made tawbah in front of Allah. So still we got some chance to make tawbah. We don't say, oh, still I'm 14, 15, 20, 22. I'll make tawbah when I be age of 50, 60. We don't know when time come away. So many youngsters, I perform namaz. Youngsters. I perform the salah in cancer, in TB, different accident. So many here, Bradford, you heard this. 22 years, 23 years, died. So many. So, very, very important to be ready. Be ready. Hasibu qabla an tuhasabu. Mutu qabla an tamutu. Kama qala Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Hasibu. Take your reckoning. Take the reckoning of your life before Allah take the reckoning. Take your hisab of your life. How much you disobey Allah before Allah ta'ala ask you. Mutu. Dies. Prepare for the death before the death comes. I have to prepare for my qabr. I have to prepare for the day of Qiyamah, for Jannat, for the answer Allah. May Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala give us tawfiq to practice whatever we have said, inshallah. And the next week, to bayan nahi hoga, there will be no program next week, inshallah. The following week, inshallah. Aaj bhi meri tabiyat theek nahi thi, lekin maine kaha chalo kuch bayan kar dete hain. Allah taala hum sab ko amal ki taufeeq ata farmaye. Dua kar lete hain. Ya rabbi lakal hamdu kama yanbaghi li jalal wajhika wa li azim sultanik ya arhamar rahimin ya dhul jalali wal ikram ya hannan ya mannan. اللهم صل وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. الله ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما, اللہ ہمیں معاف فرما, اللہ معاف فرما, اللہ ہماری ماں باپ کو معاف فرما, اللہ forgive our parents, اللہ forgive our brothers and sisters, یا اللہ. یا اللہ, we are sitting here to listen, to say and listen the stories of the companions, یا اللہ, and to listen whatever your prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم said. الہ العالمین, give us tawfiq, give us hidayat. Ay Allah, accept all of us. Hum sab ko kabul kar le. Hame maaf kar de. Humse razi ho ja. Allah, please with us. Allah, please with us. Allah, please with us, ya Allah. Please with us, ya Allah. Be happy with us, ya Allah. Ay Allah, do not leave us alone with shaitan and desire, Allah. Allahul alameen, you help us, ya Allah. You help us, ya Allah. Save us from all type of sins, ya Allah. Save us from shaitan. Save us from the vain desire, Allah. Allah alameen, forgive all of us. Allah, ay Allah, sukoon and afiyat naseeb farma. Allah, grant us peace and afiyah in our life, ya Allah. Allah alameen, give us tawfiq to perform our namaz on time, ya Allah. Allah alameen, ya Allah, the jamaat is, ya Allah, accept them, ya Allah. Accept each and every youngster, accept the parents, accept the each and every footstep they walk in the path of Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah, wherever the masjid they go, Allah, ilahul alameen, open the way for them, ilahul alameen, accept each and every one, say Allah. Ilahul alameen, humari masjid ko abad farma, humari masjid ko abad farma, abad karne walon ko abad farma. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala sayyidina Muhammad wa alihi wa sallam.